Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. This episode is a review of Growing for Market magazine. Founded in 1992 by Lynn Bozinski, shortly after she and her husband started market farming in Kansas, Growing for Market was a response to the lack of magazines and materials available for small growers, and focuses mostly on practical how-to pieces. Some of the topics include vegetable production, cut flowers, food safety, tools and equipment, as well as growing, selling, and managing the business. You might say that this is a magazine for farmers by farmers, with many of the authors contributing to the magazine on an ongoing basis. In addition to editing and publishing the magazine and her own farming, Lynn is also the author of The Flower Farmer, An Organic Grower's Guide to Raising and Selling Cut Flowers, and also Market Farming Success, both of which are available from Chelsea Green, the latter being released in a new edition in September 2013. After the interview with Kirsten Reinford, where she recommended this magazine, I wanted to know more about it, so reached out to the editor, Lynn, to see if there was a review copy available. Happily, she sent me an electronic copy, and I liked what was there. The main article, written by Ben Hartman, a farmer from Indiana, was about applying the five principles of lean manufacturing, a system developed by the Japanese manufacturing industry, to farming. In many ways, this was kind of a perfect article to start my exploration of Growing for Market because of how this system could be adapted directly, through Ben's examples, into permaculture systems, and how we could manage tools and workflows for implementation and maintenance. Just as Ben Falk recommended always having something available to move materials around the landscape, Ben suggested having bins located throughout a property to put weeds in, and to have tools available in key storage areas so they're always on hand to allow for easy access, rather than having to stop work, go off and find what you need, and come back and start again. I think about how much time I've wasted going back and forth to my garage, which serves my shed, when I realize I should have brought something with me, like my big saw, to prune, rather than the small saw that I just slip in my pocket when I'm wandering my property. And this one example about equipment can be taken even further by considering how to organize our various zones, where it's best to store different types of tools so you can efficiently accomplish your work, decreasing the time in the garden and spent on maintenance. What tools should go where based on what you have planted? What are your patterns of use? Zone 1 is our garden, that front door to car door, so maybe we keep a bucket with hand tools, a sun hat, and some gloves, in the entryway to our home to be picked up and taken with us when we go outside. With larger tools used less frequently, stored in a garage or storage shed for when they're needed. From there, perhaps, larger pruning tools such as a bypass pruner, some saws, and a pair of long-handled loppers could be kept in some kind of a covered overhang on the border between Zone 1 and 2. If you're keeping animals out in Zone 3 as well as a woodlot, orchard, or other trees, if the animals have a shelter, you could store a ladder there, some additional tools, and harvesting supplies to be on hand to maintain the landscape in a convenient place. I could go on with this thought exercise, and as you may have noticed, I took a lot from this one article and how to apply that information to make practicing permaculture on the ground more efficient. So before I go too far with that path, let's get back to Growing for Market. I'm thankful to report that this magazine is filled with this kind of adaptable material. This is just one article from one issue, but there were others within it that were equally as useful. I was also fortunate enough to have Lynn provide me with access to the online digital archives as well, and found out that, no, this issue with these many useful articles wasn't a fluke. It just happened to catch my attention in a compelling way. Rather, the back catalog, which currently has some 1,400 articles and growing, is filled with information you can use in your own practice, including contributions by authors such as Richard Wiswall, who's been recommended by several guests for his book, The Organic Farmer's Business Handbook. So you can use Growing for Market to explore his writing style and decide whether or not you want to pick up the book. But for a permaculture practitioner more directly, I think this magazine is very useful. I say that because if you're looking to begin your own farmer market garden, say after listening to the interviews with Aaron Harvey, Kirsten Reinford, or Wayne Herring, or if you've read Peter Bain's The Permaculture Handbook, there's a lot you can learn about how to start, run, and operate your farm or market garden on a small scale within the markets that are available, and it's all written in language that isn't overly complex or hard to understand. If you're already involved in landscaping or farming and want to improve your business, you can learn plenty about that as well, while also learning about what others are doing all over the country. Or if you're a permaculture practitioner looking to consult with farmers on ecological agriculture or broad-scale permaculture, Growing for Market can help provide background knowledge on current trends, interests, and issues, and provide ways to leverage your knowledge as a permaculture practitioner to meet your clients where they're at and get their buy-in to the process to provide them with the value necessary to implement more sustainable solutions. With all that in mind, if you'd like to check out Growing for Market, you can do so by going to growingformarket.com. If, after viewing the website, you'd like to subscribe, I've worked with Lynn to provide listeners with a $10 discount on a full access subscription, bringing the 1 year price, which brings the 1 year price to $79, which provides you with a digital copy of each new issue and complete access to the digital archives. There's a link in the show notes you can follow to subscribe. When you do, use the coupon code PCP613 to receive that $10 discount. If, after looking into Growing for Market, you have feedback for me, you can leave it on the website for this episode at thepermaculturepodcast.com by sending me a message on Twitter, where I am at permaculturecst, or on the Facebook page for the site, facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast. If you have any questions or want to have a conversation with me, the best way to do that is by email or phone, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com, or call 717-827-6266. I'm located in Pennsylvania in the United States, and I'm usually in my office between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And that's currently, I believe, -4 UTC. Also, as this is a listener-supported podcast, please consider making a donation to the show to help get the word of permaculture out to more people. Find out how at thepermaculturepodcast.com/support. Coming up, and I'm not sure in which order yet, I have topical episodes on bioremediation and small-scale hydropower, and a review of Ben Falk's book, The Resilient Farm and Homestead. Expect those on Fridays coming up, over the next month or so. Until the next time, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other. And now the legal. The Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Feel free to share it, just tell people where you got it from, and don't sell it or change it. Also, though Lynn provided me with material to review for this episode, I do not have any affiliation in your subscribing to the magazine or using the coupon code. I asked Lynn if she could provide a discount to help the audience of this program have access to resources they might find valuable, and to support a producer you might not have found otherwise.